Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Pixel Productions podcast. Today, as the title of this episode states, we're going to be talking about the game Wii Sports and all of the sequels that follow it.
And before we start, we should tell them about our website.
Oh, yes, our website. Joey's on there, I'm on there, Harm's on there. Just talks a little about what games we play, like what video games we play. And then it talks a little about, like, what episodes we enjoy to record and stuff like that.
Yes.
And also, we also need to tell them about how they can email us. Mm-hmm. Hiram, can you tell us about that?
So, you can email us from the description of the episode or at the Pixel Productions podcast.
Oh, yes, you can visit our website in the description. Yeah.
At the Pixel Productions podcast 0@gmail.com.
Not gom. We also need to tell them about we're coming up on our 1 year mark on our podcast.
Yeah, it's gonna be
Thursday, 2023 of January 19th is the 1 year mark of this podcast, which is kind of crazy that we've been doing it for an entire year now.
Thursday.
Yeah.
As we're recording.
Yeah, as we're recording. Anyways,
let's get started on this episode.
Yeah, let's go. The very first game of the series is Wii Sports, the original. This is the very first game of the series, and the history starts all the way back when New Super Mario Bros. Had just been released. Nintendo was thinking about a game that they could make that brings longtime video game players and new video game players together in one fun game.
Mm-hmm.
This is good because a lot of people don't know how to play video games, and if they do, they don't know how to play them very well. That's just how it works. And then at the other opposite end, there's a lot of people that do know how. So it's kind of half and half. So if you combine it together, you pretty much have everyone hand in hand playing Mario.
Yeah.
Well, it's really Wii Sports, but you know what I mean.
Anyway, I just want to say one thing. I've gotten Luigi's Mansion 3 now.
Oh, yes. He has Luigi's Mansion 3. That is a very
fun
game.
I'm on the 6th floor stuck trying to get to the king. Or at the medieval part.
Yeah, he's on the medieval floor.
And I do not know how to get to him. So where'd you get to?
Anyways, I also got Mario Odyssey, which is a very fun game.
Yes.
Hiram knows that. And we'll talk about that just a tiny bit in this episode later on.
As we were saying, Nintendo also wanted to make a game players would want to play every day, so that they decided this game they were thinking on making could be the flagship title of the Wii. They decided to have the Game Center over sports because of the widespread familiarity.
I hate that word. I wish I didn't put it in this episode.
Anyways,
a flagship title. They're basically just a game that the console is well known for. So, like, when you think of Wii Sports, what's the first game you think of, Hiram?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what when you think of the Wii console, what game do you think of?
I don't know. Mii.
Yep, Mii's, Wii's, Wii Sports. Yeah. So, flagship title of the game is basically the game that the console is most known for. And most of these include, like, on the Nintendo Switch, one of the flagship titles is Super Mario Odyssey. That's one of the first games people think of. And
I think of that one a lot when I think of the Switch.
Yeah. And
also
on, for the Wii.
Sometimes, I guess. But I think of Minecraft. I don't know about any other people. But when I hear Nintendo Switch, I think of Minecraft, or Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah, Super Mario 3D World. That's another one people think of. But the most popular one is Super Mario Odyssey. And so when you think of the Wii,
yes,
the one that people think of on the Wii is Wii Sports, and that's because this was meant to be the flagship title of the Wii. And now you know what that means. At one point in development, Super Mario characters were used, but they removed it from the game because feedback on players who preferred Mii's, go check out our Mii history episode, decided that Mii's would be better to use, so they used Mii's instead. The game ran at 60 FPS, which means frames per second, and which is the same as many Nintendo games. That includes Super Mario Odyssey, Luigi's Mansion, Captain Toad, stuff like that. You also can listen to what that means in the Mario Odyssey episode.
Yes. Wait, before anything else, we've done a Luigi's Mansion 1, but have we done a 2 and 3 episode?
Yeah, didn't we do it in one of them?
Yeah, I think we did.
In one episode? And then you ranted on about Mario Galaxy in that one?
I remember when that was.
Because Mario Galaxy is a great game.
That's
we might re-record that one because the beginning of that episode got cut off. I don't know why, but we might record it again. We might have to do a new script because I already deleted it, but yeah. Anyways, the game made use of the Wii Remote's motion controls, and this was like the very first time motion controls were like actually added to like video game ideas and stuff. Not the very first time, but like one of the fewer like starting moments of the motion control capabilities. And so in Mario Odyssey, it actually uses a lot of motion controls too.
It uses a lot.
Like for the like plants in the Wooded Kingdom, you can shake your remote to like grow them just a tiny bit taller to like reach higher places easier. And
wait, you can shake on plants?
Well, like when you become like the sprout in the Wooded Kingdom, you know, when you press B, well, Y, it makes you grow. If you shake your remote while holding down Y, it'll make you grow a tiny bit taller, so you can reach higher areas, and then it'll have a couple seconds.
For a second, I thought you were meaning like the beanstalk.
Oh no!
Wait,
but you can shake your remote while climbing items like poles and stuff to go faster, and like there's just a bunch of different capabilities. And so what Wii Sports did is they introduced it, and in Mario Odyssey they amplified the effects. And
wait, one sec. In like the Wooded Kingdom, have you gone to like the like dinosaur part where you're like jump down?
Is it
off
the cliff? Is it the Dark Woods? Is
yeah,
that what you're talking about?
That is so scary.
Oh, Deep Woods.
It's
I'm pretty
sketchy.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty sketchy. You have to find the seeds and stuff. I had on assist mode because it gives me more health, and so when I jumped off the cliff, I was thought I was just gonna bubble back up.
And
but
then,
it didn't bubble back up, and I was like, wait.
And then you
I went
go
down
into
there.
It, you can't warp out of it.
Yeah, you can't teleport out. It's kind of sketchy. But, you know.
I was so scared. I'm like shaking. I'm like, where's the dinosaur?
And like
the
dinosaur
is just
rolling around. And it
I actually meant face to face with it, and
it
was
jumps,
chasing at me.
It jump scared me at one point because I was just getting the seeds and bringing them over, just chilling. I didn't realize there was a dinosaur down there, and I just turned around and he was just right there chasing me. I was like, oh my gosh.
That dinosaur. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's a dinosaur, and I tried creeping away, but the dinosaur comes to me and like roars at me, and I'm like, ah! And so I just turned back into assist mode, which would automatically make me go to the Odyssey.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, now I don't have to deal with that anymore. I'm just like, oh yeah, you can also do that. You can turn off assist and like normal mode. You can do those too. And it'll bring you back to the Odyssey mode. So I was down
That's
in the
nice.
Deep woods and I paused
imagine
it.
If it.
Rise, the dinosaur is gonna attack me. And I'm like,
imagine if like it didn't and it just teleported you back to the deep dirt. Oh gosh. Anyways,
where were we? Oh yeah, Nintendo's idea was the Wii Sports would be a series, and each game would include a different sport. So the first game would be named Wii Sports Tennis. But right before E3 2006, you can go check out our E3 Just Chat, at a Nintendo press conference, they would change the name to just Wii Sports and script the series idea, although they would later make more games that were sequels.
So the Wii Sports Tennis idea, can you just tell us like what that meant?
Like they do all these different games, so if it was like Wii Sport Tennis, Wii Sport Bowling, so they were all a separate game, mm-hmm. and they all just had one game and one disc, and if you like had it with the Wii. And basically if you're like playing tennis and they're like, I feel like bowling, you just have to take the disc out, put it back, find your bowling disc, take it out, put it in, and
then open the game, it load. And then make it load, and then it would suck.
Yeah.
So they decided to just scrap it and make an entire game that had a bunch of different sports included. But they still kept the series idea. And one of the games that was in the series that we're actually going to talk about next is Wii Sports Resort.
That is a fun game. It has a lot more. Like, it has table tennis.
It has skiing.
It has, the jet
Doesn't
skiing.
It have hang gliding, or is that a different one?
No, but it has, the air one. Like the plane thingy, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that one was
let's fun. Get started on that one. The idea for Wii Sports Resort started at the release of Wii Sports and the Motion Plus Wii Remote Edition. The Motion Plus,
it's like the size of a large ice cube attached to the end of your Wii Remote.
And it
feels kind of gross, but when you're playing sports, it doesn't feel that gross. But imagine trying to play Mario where you have to press 2 and 1 to jump and stuff. And with
it's
the motion plus.
Now
it sucks so much.
You're like, you miss and then run to a Goomba. You're just crying.
Just falls off a
corner. You're just crying.
You just died. You suck at the game.
You should
probably use
the
2 and 1 button. Anyways, so the motion plus was used to make the motion sensors work more accurately and easier to use. Which it does do that, it makes it a little more accurate, but honestly,
but
it probably have the same effect.
It makes it a lot more sensitivity, so in golf, it's really hard to play.
Yeah, golf's
that's
hard
why,
to play.
That's why I like golf in the original Wii Sports better than in the Wii Sports Resort.
Because Wii Sports Resort requires you to use Motion Plus
and you're
for
like,
most of the games.
You're like,
For golf,
no.
It does, but it makes it super touchy.
I don't think it does it for Frisbee.
Oh, and speaking of golf, Wii Sports, not Wii Sports, Nintendo Switch Sports, which we're going to talk about later, last fall had an update, and they had golf, so Hiram and I need to do that sometime.
Wait,
golf.
Wii Sports?
Yeah, Nintendo Switch Sports now has golf.
That's
nice. Yeah, we need to do that.
Wonder what the sensitivity is on this one.
Probably pretty good, actually. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and here's one that we're probably also going to talk about, the game that I have, which is called Go Vacation.
Yep.
It doesn't have golf, but it has mini golf. It's kind of hard, though. It's, hard to, know what buttons.
Is it more fun? I hope they add mini golf. That's a cool idea. Have a windmill, where you have to time it correctly and stuff. Because currently it's just golf. Not, timing and stuff. It's just more, patience and hitting the ball correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways,
where were we?
Eventually, Nintendo made a Wii Remote Plus that already had Motion Plus technology built into it, so players did need to have that flipping ice block on the end of their remote.
Oh gosh, I wish I had that. I don't have them.
Yeah.
I have to put on the ice cube.
Yeah, the ice cube.
Blah.
And, plus, I'm pretty sure they made the Motion Plus sensitivity a lot better. Like we were talking about earlier, I think they made it better. I don't know for sure, but it just feels like something.
Oh wait, this reminds me of something. Have you seen? I'm asking our listeners, but have you seen the Studio C? How Nintendo was created?
Oh, it's hilarious.
That one is hilarious.
You guys should watch that one. Just search up on YouTube or BYU TV or whatever you listen to or watch.
They just think
Studio
of like an Italian
C
plumber.
it's
Let's
funny.
Just do an Italian plumber. And
yeah.
Then they all just start laughing. One guy's like, we gotta be serious about this. who would love that game?
And then everyone in the world just Mario. Anyways,
anyway, the game was first shown off at E3 2007. Nintendo would showcase a fishing minigame and a water slide minigame.
Those would be too cool. That would be really cool. Fishing, they do have that in, the minigames on the Wii. What's it called? Wii games or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Wii Play, right?
Sadly, both of them were later scrapped.
Fishing is a,
Fishing is in Wii Play.
Yeah,
like
it's in Wii Play.
It's kind of like a... Wii Sports, except as like
it's a bit different.
It has what's it called? 8-Ball. It has 8-Ball in it.
Yeah, it does have
8-Ball. That's where you're riding on a cow. That's funny.
It's kind of like basically if Game Pigeon for iPhones was on the Wii. That's kind of what it feels like.
And it's kind of funny with that, like, if you don't know what Game Pigeon is, it's just something you can get.
I recommend it. It's fun. Anyways.
Also, what I'm meaning is the cow and me play. Yeah, when you're riding on the cow and then jumping into scarecrows, it's so
It's
funny.
Hilarious. I love that game. That's a really fun game. It's a classic.
It is.
It's like not... it's not like a flagship title. Most people don't think of that game, but it is really fun still.
Yeah, Wii Play is fun. Although the 8-Ball is really hard to do. I do not get it.
Yeah, it's hard. Pool is a hard game.
It also has table tennis, but that's also hard.
Yeah, it's easier in the
You have sports. To use it with, like, your, like...
Nunchuck?
No, you have to use it... You know that little thing where, like...
The bar sensor?
Where it has, like, that hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to basically use that with your paddle, and then you have to, like, lap it.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
And if you don't put it on the screen, then it's just staying there.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it's better in Wii Sports, so I just recommend playing on Wii Sports, okay?
Yeah. Never play table tennis on Wii Play. Never. That was, like, a nightmare. Anyway, Nintendo kept working on this game. Woohoo, which is Woohoo Island, is... I love Woohoo Island.
Woohoo Island, classic island. People thought Nintendo Switch Sports would be located on Woohoo Island, but it's actually on Spoko Square. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's weird. It's like Spoko, Spoko, Spiko, Spoko.
Woohoo Island is actually
Woohoo Island, classic.
It's in Mario Kart.
It's in Mario Kart. It's also in Super Smash Bros.
And I love the music in Mario Kart with Woohoo Island.
That's not the music you're talking about, though.
I'm trying to think. What is that?
I don't know. Oh, that's...
Oh, that's...
That's Smash the... Yeah, that's the Smash theme. I don't know what the Woohoo Island music is. Is it just, like, Wii Sports theme? That would make sense. Anyways,
Woohoo Island was the main location for every sport to be located at, except, like, no one's on Nintendo Switch Sports, and it's not on Wii Play, I will say that. Anyway, where were we?
The geography of Woohoo Island is really cool, and I like how they did it. So, if you play the table tennis game, it's actually located down in a court near the pool at the resort, in Wii Sports Resort. And the pool would be the location where they would usually like put the water slide minigame in.
Oh, wait.
But they didn't actually do that, as we talked about earlier. So they missed out.
I need to say one thing. Cycling, oh man.
That's fun.
Cycling, I love going into the volcano.
Yes, cycling.
And, like, jumping off the cliffs.
Cycling's so fun.
It's so weird. I mean, it's kind of jump off the cliffs.
It's kind of hard, but, yeah, that's another game that includes,
It's so fun Woodle when Island. You're just jumping off the cliffs and you can just, like, see the wind past you and you're like, whoa. And it's also really fun with double.
The island, the Wii Fit game also had the same islands. It's Woohoo Island, same island. And Wii Fit is the one that has cycling too.
Yeah, but when you're like doing double, you can like hop on like one wheel and just ride through and try and like squish people. And it's so fun.
I love that. It's classic.
Yeah.
Wii Fit is a very fun game. Golf takes place on the island next to... Oh, it takes place on a separate island next to Woohoo Island. Bowling takes place in the bowling lane inside of a building in town. And jet skiing takes place on the water outside of the island. So I just love that it feels like in a real world, an immersive world that you can go in and just explore. I mean, you don't actually walk around. You do have limitations. You can only play the sports. But it's cool that they still have geography, even for a fake place called Woohoo Island.
And on cycling, I love how there's different courses with, like, how you can do on different tracks. And I like how you can, like, you can choose if it's, like, at night or at day. You can also do that with, Go Vacation. You can choose if it's at night or day or, like, sunset. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in 2009, the game had sold 7.52 million copies.
That is very good.
Yes.
Good job, Nintendo. You're good at stuff.
That's like 2 years after.
Yep.
So,
as of March 31st, 2022, the game has sold a total of 33.14 million copies.
That is
a lot.
That is like...
It's 2023 now. It's 2023 now. Happy New Year, guys. I didn't mention that
years.
Yet. But, yeah.
13 years.
13 years and went up at least 20 million. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. Anyways, the next game is Wii Sports Club. This was another sequel for the Wii Sports series. The game was announced on a Nintendo Direct in 2013 as Wii Fit U, as it was mentioned to be a Wii Fit game instead of a Wii Sports. It was also meant to be on the Wii U and a sequel for the Wii Fit series, as I talked about earlier. But during the Nintendo Direct, they would show gameplay, screenshots, and videos that included info about new sports that would be added.
They would rename the game to be branded as Wii Sports Club. The only different sports would be that it would include every sport already used, not new ones.
So like in Wii Sports, the original, it had some games like baseball that Wii Sports Resort didn't have. And so basically Wii Sports Club basically just took all the sports and put them in one game. So it's basically just combining the first and
second. So like it had jet ski when Wii Sports Resort.
It has jet ski, I mean, it has frisbee with your dog, it has all those
Does
new
it have
games.
Golf frisbee?
It Wait, has golf, it golf has frisbee. Bowling, it has table tennis, it has tennis, it has all those games.
Yeah, frisbee with your dog is
one. That was
good. And also the golf frisbee. I mean, I don't play as much, but
I haven't played that.
I guess it's kind of fun, like throwing it to where instead of just like hitting it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little thing.
After the game came out, Metacritic, a critic, rated it a 68 out of 100 or 6.8 out of 10. Nintendo Joe, which is another critic, rated the game a B+ out of F to A for being bland compared to Wii Sports Resort. IGN, another critic, rated it 8 out of 10, and Nintendo Life, another critic, rated it 7 out of 10. Needless to say, the game didn't get as good as ratings as Wii Sports did. The game was a flop. It didn't do that well. It was probably just the mixture of the two games that was the outcome. Those games, it wasn't meant to occur.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as yet. Anyway, let's get on started with our next one. So the next one is technically not in the Wii Sports category, which you'll hear which one it is in a minute, but it still fits the description, so we're gonna talk about it. Go Vacation.
It's a fun game.
Hiram showed me it.
He has
it. I love the city. The city is so fun. And the snow resort.
It has good
graphics.
It's okay graphics. It came out in 2019, I'm pretty sure. And 2019 is the very year that Luigi's Mansion 3 came out. And the graphics is so much better in Luigi's Mansion 3. So
I will say that.
They're not too
Luigi
bad.
Luigi looks so cool, though, in Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3. Very fun game. Hiram got that, in case you didn't notice yet, but yeah.
Anyway, so Go Vacation is meant to be a game similar to sports. It takes place on an island where you, the player, can choose an area to go to. And you can also go to a village part about it.
Yeah.
And build your house. I'm actually building a house right now, and you can get likes by other people.
Well, that's cool.
Not like real people, but you just get likes from the people in your village. Like, it's kind of like Animal Crossing. So they're not real people, but they're
CPUs.
Yeah. And they come around and just say this is a house.
Each area has a different set of sports that correspond to the area's theme.
a snowy mountain area that is included. I remember probably what
I it's called.
We'll have sports like skiing or sledding.
And they also use like snowmobiles, snowboards, and I think they actually use a tube too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they use a tube. And Joey, once me and Joey were playing it, and he was like hopping around in his tube. Like you can hop in the tube.
Anyways, the game was announced in E3 2011. You guys can go check out our E3 Just Chat. It's really fun. And it was the third entry in the Wii Ski series. So it was
That's actually cool. I never knew that.
It's not actually its own separate game. It's part of a series, and it's the third game. But it's actually not a game that was made by Nintendo, so don't get fooled by that.
Oh yeah, that's why Wii Ski looks so similar to like, Go Vacation.
Yeah.
Joey has Wii Ski, and he says it's
so does?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Yeah, Wii Ski and...
What's the second one?
I don't know. We should probably look that up sometime. Mm-hmm.
So, Go Vacation was released to the Wii in 2011. It actually was on the Wii.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, so the game didn't come out in 2018 like I thought. It came out in 2011. Probably should have read this right.
It was later ported over to the Switch, but the same title on July 27th, 2018. Except Japan.
Japan's left out. They didn't get Go Vacation.
The game received pretty much the same ratings as the sports. Which is actually pretty good, because if it's...
Yeah, it was pretty good.
If it's, like, Wii Sports Resort, Wii Sports Resort was, wasn't wrong. It was
such a good...
Everybody wanted Nintendo.
The very last game we're going to be talking about today is Nintendo Switch Sports. Nintendo Switch Sports is the 2022 Nintendo remake, but much different, of Wii Sports, but on the Nintendo Switch. It includes many new sports, and it has much better graphics than any other of the games. It does still include Miis, but there are also, like, these characters you can play as, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, sometimes I just use Miis instead, but I think I should really make a new character. They're called, like, avatars or something.
Yeah, they're called avatars. Nintendo Switch Sports characters are actually a lot better. They just fit the game a lot more than the Wii's do.
I'm surprised. They don't, like, have permission from Nintendo to use Wii's.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo is actually the one that made Nintendo Switch Sports, so.
No, not Nintendo. Oh! I thought we were talking about Luigi for a second.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had permission from Nintendo to do that.
I guess they kind of, like, released on mostly on Nintendo stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Nintendo Switch Sports. It has much better graphics. Some of the new features it includes is some sports like Chambara.
I love saying
Chambara is a very fun game.
It sounds like Mexican.
Chambara is like a sword fighting game, but
it's
you fight with like these like barbs.
They're like lightsabers, like play lightsabers.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun, actually. I think it might be my new favorite.
It's on Nintendo Switch. Wait, no, it's on Wii Sports Resort. It's called Free Fighting. And you can actually do three modes with it. You can do where you like actually cut with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do where you duel on that like stand.
Yeah.
And you can also do where you like you're walking around and you like have to fight these people by hitting them with the sword fight and you try and get as far as you can.
Yeah, that's a really fun game mode. I mean, I'm not that good at it, but it's still fun.
I'm so good at Chambara. Well, on Wii Sports Resort, I'm like,
yes,
and
fighting.
Then block, hit, block, hit, block.
I'm good at Chambara. Anyways, some other features is they added soccer, which is my least favorite one, honestly. Soccer shouldn't have been the sport that they did. It just doesn't belong.
Don't they call it football on it?
No, they do call it soccer. Oh. It just doesn't belong in Sparkle Square. Anyways, some other things they added is they added, like, the birdie game. I forgot what it's called. But, like, instead of it being, like, the ball, it's the birdie. I don't know what it's called, but it's fun. Anyways,
the game was first announced on February.
I just remembered another new feature. They also added online play, so you can play with other people.
Yeah, so the game was first announced on February 9th, 2022, during a Nintendo Direct.
Almost a year ago. That's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah. Free-to-play Test Fire was released on February 18th to the 20th. The original director for the game, Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort, returned to help with this game.
So, it does have the original director, so yay. Good job, guys, for coming back. It does really feel... It feels original. And they still have tennis and bowling, and it just feels so good.
Bowling's, like, easier on that.
Bowling is so fun on Nintendo Switch Sports, and tennis is even fun. Tennis might be the funnest one on there.
Oh, yeah, on that, like, game with Birdie, me and Sam just kept hitting it for, like, forever, and we were
yeah,
like,
it was a while.
Because we were both so good at it. So yeah,
because we were so good at it. Like that one's a really fun one.
Hit.
I don't know how to like express my feelings about that game.
And
it's
then
really fun.
I love when you like spike it.
Yeah,
spiking it.
Yeah, it's fun. They also added volleyball. That is actually quite fun.
They added volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball in Nintendo Switch Sports.
When
we should play it? Really fun game.
When did they add it?
When it first came out.
I don't remember.
We probably didn't try it. Yeah. Volleyball is like a little more complicated. It's kind of like tennis, but complicated.
Like, you have to hit it.
Yeah. And you don't have a net. After a couple months, the game would release and it would be very successful. It wasn't as good as a reception from Wii Sports, but it was still good. It wasn't as good because it just doesn't have that appeal that Wii Sports did. Wii Sports came at a time when people needed a game that could be played by people that didn't know what video games were or didn't have experience with them, and people that did. It was meant to be. And as of June 30th, 2022, the game has sold 4.8 million copies. Which
already?
It's still a lot.
In like 5 months.
It's still a lot.
That is crazy.
That's more than Wii Sports... Wii Sports Club. That's more than Wii Sports Club ever
sold.
And
that's in like 5 months.
Yeah, that's 5 months. And then Wii Sports Club sold like for at least 5 years and it didn't make it that far. So it's still pretty good.
Anyway, that's all for this episode, sadly. This has been a very fun episode and we hope you like it.
Yeah, it was really fun to record. And I don't know. It's just really fun. These games, well, it brought me back when those games were popular.
Yeah. And follow us wherever you listen to on this episode. And give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Our next episode, yeah, we do need more reviews. We don't have that many.
Because we don't really
have. We have like two or three, honestly. Like, not that many.
Whoever's sending those, thank you.
And whoever isn't,
we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and who isn't sending reviews, please do so. It helps. Our next episode will be about Super Mario 64, and we hope you stay tuned for that episode.
Yeah.
You guys can visit our episode in the description, and you guys can email us there on feedback on what you have for our episodes, or you can just leave reviews too. Both of them work.
Yes.
Reviews help better, though, because it shows the public about our podcast.
Anyway.
Share this podcast with your family and friends so we can get those listens up, and...
We'll see you next episode on
See you guys
Pixel Productions Podcast.